Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live at the Ribbon Cutting Celebration at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue in Gonzales, Louisiana. We've had the pleasure of meeting the Chamber of Commerce head here, as well as the mayor of Gonzales, the two physicians that are working in this facility. It's been a great day today. A lot of positive things here going on in Gonzales, and we appreciate them hosting us here. We are joined now by Alice Glenn, New Orleans & Company Executive Vice President, and Leslie Harris, New Orleans Council Member, District B, about a very important program that's underway here in the city of New Orleans. It's called New Orleans Home for Good. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for
having
me.
Great to be with you as always, Newell. Hi, Council Member Harris.
Yeah, so who's going to start off for us?
Alice, why don't you go ahead and kick it off?
Thank you so much. I just want to say again, I'm so pleased to always be with you, Newell. Thank you for having us to talk about this important program. What I really want to do is just say and reinforce New Orleans & Company's commitment to what we believe has been one of the most effective public-private partnerships and initiatives that that we've worked on in recent years. And really, Councilmember Harris has led this charge and this effort. So I'm certainly here to provide any info that I can and contact from our perspective, but I really would love to give her the time to tell you the great work that they're doing.
Absolutely. We know that this started out as dealing with the homeless population, Home for Good. It's, I think, one that has been mimicked from Houston, Dallas, Oklahoma City. It's now here in New Orleans as well. And we have a history now. We have some results to talk about, Councilwoman.
We do. And since Home for Good launched, which was about a year and some months ago, we've reached our goal. We're on the track to reach our goal of housing 1,500 unhoused people by the end of 2025. So far, through this public-private partnership, we've housed 1,029 individuals by reaching out directly through our shelter system, also in the encampments and other places, to offer people housing as well as wraparound services. And over 1,000 people have taken us up on that. And so through the public-private partnership funded through city funds as well as philanthropic funds, we were able to get to 71% of our goal of housing 1,500 by the end of the year.
Now, these folks, they come in many shapes, many forms, right? Many different challenges, some from the shelters, some, as you pointed out, from the encampments, and some through other avenues. And the only reason I raise that issue is because it kind of describes the difficulties, and the challenge. I shouldn't say difficulties, maybe the challenges that are presented, right?
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember that the people who are sleeping on the street are just like you and me. And in fact, I've encountered some of my former neighbors sleeping in encampments because they lost their housing. So these are not just, it's not just a monolithic group of people. People have individual needs. They are unhoused for various issues. There are women with children out there. There are people who just are down on their luck. There are also people who come to New Orleans for jobs and lose those jobs and end up having no support system. So the good news about Home for Good and the approach that we're taking is a problem-solving approach. Sometimes it just takes a bus ticket to get somebody back to friends and family where they came from. But sometimes it also takes getting them housed. And so this is the good news about this program, is that it's flexible enough to meet people's individual needs, because this is not an individual list. It's not just one issue that's causing unsheltered homelessness.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, interestingly that you say that about a bus ticket home. I was talking to someone who was working with one of the not-for-profit agencies that help facilitate and assist the homeless population, and they were kind of moved by how many people don't even remember how they got here.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't because of an addiction or alcohol or anything else. They just don't remember. You know, they were hitching rides, and next thing they know, they've been here for a period of 6, 7, 8 months and don't even recall how they got here.
Well, if you know, New Orleans has a history of being a town where people come through. You think about Mark Twain, Sleeping on the River. So, you know, this is a town that people always want to come and enjoy, and sometimes they get stuck in New Orleans and have no support system. So this is a way, again, because of the flexible approach, to problem solve with them, figure out exactly what they need. Do they need to get someplace else with friends and family? For a woman with her children, do they need to get help or assistance with court services? How can we help them? And so this individualized effort is what actually works, and it's been proven to work in other cities, like you said, Houston, Dallas, Oklahoma City, and now we have it here.
Leslie, the challenges are many. Tommy Tucker interviewed Arthur Sterbkow, real estate analyst, this morning, talking about the how expensive it is now to live in the city of New Orleans. Average rent's about $1,600 a month. They're talking about what the average income, what the income necessary to support that. Obviously, we don't achieve that. I got to imagine that's just going to exacerbate this problem, and I think it highlights how dynamic this problem is.
I agree. And, you know, we have in my district looked at the problem from both ends, both unsheltered homelessness, but also the issue of increased housing costs and a lack of growth, economic growth in the city. And that's why we advocated, and I was out front pitching the Housing Trust Fund, which passed by 75% of the votes. And that would go to support permanently affordable housing, not only rental housing, but also housing for people who can afford homes. So the Housing Trust Fund is one part of all of this. We need to look at our housing ecosystem as a whole. We also know that we have a lot of blighted properties. There was a property that was just demolished on Washington Avenue, a historic property that had gone into blight. And so what my next term will be is talking about how we can solve the issue of blight and get those properties back into the market. So that will increase our housing stock here in New Orleans and should drive down prices.
Where has the breakdown been on that? You know, I've been one of those that have been very critical of not only this administration, but previous administrations as it relates to blight remediation, getting properties back into the stream of commerce. There is a legal process that allows the city to do so. But where are the hurdles here?
I think it is the legal process. We're going to have to take a look at our state laws, which govern some of this, but we also need to make sure that we have the correct number of people staffing administrative law hearings so that we can get these properties into the hands. What I would like to see is that we get them back into the hands of the city, and then we can figure out, is there a responsible homeowner who would like to bid on this property, or a responsible developer who would like to bid on a package of properties for redevelopment? This is something that we're taking a look at. Tulane policy class does a project with District B every single year. And so this year we're going to have them focus on how can we overcome these hurdles? How have other cities overcome these hurdles? And really taking a look at what we did after Katrina, when we packaged up properties, got them in Nora's hands, and then those properties were parceled out to developers to try to revitalize the city.
I had Eugene Green on earlier about the, you know, folks spray painting buildings and graffiti and the cost to that and the difficulties that it poses in getting properties back into the stream of commerce, I mean, this would be a huge ancillary asset to Home for Good, it would, in my mind.
Absolutely, especially if you think of the housing stock that we have, the aging housing stock that we have in Central City and Gertown and Mid-City. But that aging housing stock is also what brings the charm to the city of New Orleans. That's why visitors come here. So if we can, what I call, fill in the gap. So a lot of our neighborhoods look like a mouthful of broken teeth. We need to fill in those gaps and make sure that we are revitalizing the blighted houses that are there and also building new houses to infill to match those neighborhoods. And I think we can do this. I've met with developers, small developers, who really just want an opportunity to get their hands on these properties and get them back into commerce.
Yeah, because doesn't the city have like a home mortgage authority where, you know, they have opportunities every now and again for low interest financing or things of that nature?
So that's part of the Housing Trust Fund. The two operators of it, and this is by design, are New Orleans Redevelopment Authority and Finance New Orleans. I know that Finance New Orleans in the past has offered classes and then soft seconds. The Office of Community Development also does. But I think by making sure that these two entities, New Orleans Redevelopment Authority and Finance New Orleans, joining together to administer the Housing Trust Fund, we can really amplify the use of those soft second mortgages, the use of money to get developers to be able to match funds and bundle funds to get these properties back into commerce. Again, it is not only economic development for the folks who are redeveloping the properties, but we got to get people in those properties so that they can stabilize themselves, get good jobs, and the cycle will continue.
I know this sounds cliche, but obviously with the many challenges that we have here, it really requires that thinking out of the box. We got to do something different, right? We got to be a disruptor to the traditional way in which we do things.
That's absolutely right. And I think that's why Home for Good is one of those disruptors. We took cues from other cities, but only a handful of cities are doing what we're doing. So I think Home for Good, making sure that we're pairing city dollars with philanthropic dollars to problem solve and get people stabilized, I think that is thinking out of the box, and it's doing something that we haven't done before. Noel, I'll tell you that we know that the shelter system needs to have flow. We know that people have stayed in the shelter for over a year, 2 years, and we need to make sure that that doesn't happen, that we're making sure that the people who are in shelters are there only briefly and then either problem solve their way out of the city of New Orleans or with friends and family in New Orleans or get the housing that they need. So that is out-of-the-box thinking that this is kickstarting, and I also think the Housing Trust Fund is also out-of-the-box thinking. We got to continue to do it or else we're going to stagnate.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I've always been concerned about, and I have kind of a rough way of approaching it, and granted, I understand that, but I do that more to get people's attention. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we have this kind of beggar mentality, you know, where we're turning to the federal government and we're turning here, turning there, looking for funding. And we really, I think, have to prioritize ourselves in order to sustain ourselves as it relates to some of these programs like this one that can have a huge benefit to economic development. You know, we've touched on probably five or six things just in this brief period, in this brief conversation that we've had so far. Your thoughts about that?
I think that's right, and I think that we can see it in big projects in bigger cities where people braid funding. This is not anything new. It's done in the business community all the time, and it's something that government should take a look at doing, which is looking at other sources of funding, braiding those funding sources together in order to accomplish a project. Again, Home for Good does that by braiding city dollars with philanthropic dollars. People can donate $5 if they want to, $50. They just need to go on the website. And that is really New Orleanians helping one another. And listen, if you're a visitor to New Orleans and want to donate to Home for Good, please do so. But again, I think it's that braiding of funding that we need to take a look at how the business community does that and translate that into government.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. If folks want to donate, I think they can go to www.homeforgoodneworleans.org. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely. No.
And we'll have you guys back on. I mean, there's a lot more to talk about as it relates to this issue. But congratulations on the successes that you've had over the past 13, 14 months with New Orleans Home for Good.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Alice. You did a wonderful job, Alice, throughout
thank
that interview.
Thank you. I know. Very verbose today. Well, look, if I can just say as we wrap up, you know, this is absolutely the reason why New Orleans and Company continues to support this program. You know, coming up with innovative solutions. When we think about making investments in our community, obviously our mission is to market and sell and promote the city for the benefit of our citizens. So we're laser focused on things that benefit visitors, certainly, but also benefit residents. And we just want clean, safe communities. And all of the things that we highlighted, particularly Home for Good today, really do that in an efficient, effective, cost-beneficial way to our community. So thanks for having us on to talk about it.
Alice, way to bring it home, baby. Thank you, ladies. Y'all have a great week.
Thanks so much,
bye-bye.
Newell. Take care.
That was Alice Glenn, New Orleans & Company Executive Vice President, and Councilwoman Leslie Harris from District B. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-187 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We are broadcasting live from Gonzales at the new Primary Care Plus at 1702 North Burnside Avenue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.